The warehouse at Heartland Gourmet in Lincoln, Nebraska smells like fresh-baked apple cinnamon muffins. Walking past pallets of potato flour, business manager Mark Zink tells me the company makes muffins, organic baking mixes, pizzas, burritos. That means Zink answers to both of the main food safety regulators, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration.
Like an apple cinnamon muffin, that one is...
That's an FDA product, yeah.
A cheese burrito would be...
Cheese burrito's FDA product.
But a beef burrito...
That falls under the USDA. They have jurisdiction over anything that has to do with raw meat, cooked meat, anything that touches meat product, they have jurisdiction over that area.
That's the general rule of thumb. Make something with meat and the USDA is in charge. Otherwise, it's FDA. Except for seafood. Seafood is actually FDA, but not catfish. Catfish is under the USDA. Got it? Yeah, it gets a little complicated. Altogether, 15 federal agencies play a role in food safety, from the EPA to the Centers for Disease Control.
And it ends up just being a gigantic mess in terms of a comprehensive approach to food safety.
Courtney Thomas studies political science and food safety at Virginia Tech University. She says the system looks fractured today because it was cobbled together from the start. The first food laws passed in 1906 put USDA in charge of meat quality because it already worked with meat packers. The FDA was created to ensure purity in other foods.
Right out of the gate, there were two different laws, two different legislative mandates that were given to two completely different agencies in the federal government. And from there, it only spiraled.
Each year, one in six Americans comes down with Listeria, E. coli, Salmonella, or some other foodborne illness. 3,000 die. For years, critics have said a streamlined system would be safer. Even President Obama called for a single food agency in his recent budget.
You're basically one recall away from, you know, a major crisis.
That's Steve Morris of the U.S. Government Accountability Office. The GAO has been a leading critic of the fragmented food safety system. Morris says the agencies tend to keep a narrow focus.
Currently, right now, what you have is fairly limited coordination. So the consumer and the Congress basically lacks this comprehensive picture of what the national strategy is.
That's a big problem because there are challenges ahead that cut across all agencies. For instance, 16% of the food Americans eat is imported, and that number is rising. Steve Taylor, a food scientist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, says regulators are already behind inspecting foreign food facilities.
And I think if you got to the right people at a lot of big corporations in the United States involved in food processing, they'd say that's one of their biggest worries, too.
Maybe one agency could be more efficient checking in on foreign suppliers. So, what are the chances that Washington will adopt a single food agency? Here's Virginia Tech's Courtney Thomas.
At this point, I would say pretty low.
Our food system is currently one of the safest in the world. Also, most food companies prefer a complicated but familiar system over an unknown overhaul. And with multiple agencies involved, more politicians have oversight of food safety. They might not want to give that up.
There's no easy fix to this problem. What you're talking about is a legal, a regulatory, and a cultural shift, a political shift, that we haven't seen in this country in the last 100 years.
Without an immediate crisis, it seems there's not much political appetite for shaking up the food safety system. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.